Hello, this is DJ Keem here with The Wicked 102.5. I am joined here by DJ Palomino interviewing singer-songwriter Philip Phillips, who performed at the Touch & Go Eaglepalooza 2025 Music Festival right here at ERAU. Thank you for listening and I hope you enjoy.
Well, welcome to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. I hope you've been enjoying the area and Daytona Beach as a whole.
Yeah.
My name is Belle. I'll be interviewing you today. So. Let's
awesome.
Get rolling.
Yeah.
So a lot of artists tend to have a moment and a passion that changes their life in the music industry. What was the turning point for you to pursue your passion?
I was 14 and my brother-in-law played guitar.
Okay.
And I thought he was cool. And I've never been cool. And I would watch his hands. His hands looked cool. Everything about him, his hair.
Yeah.
I always had my hair gets big. It doesn't get cool, it just gets big, like kind of like an afro. And I wanted to play guitar, I wanted to be cool. And as soon as I started playing, it made me happy. And I just would sit in my parents' living room when I was a kid and just learn music all day, all night, and didn't focus on school like I should have, like I can tell all of y'all do. Y'all are very smart, I can tell here, and I get self-conscious around really smart people because my wife is really smart, but that's how it balances out. I'm kind of the crazy fun one, and she's funny and very smart. I was a kid. I was 14. That's all I wanted to do was play music, and then that's the only way I could fall asleep at night was people singing my music back to me. So I'm not good at anything else, so I'm trying to be okay at music.
Wonderful, wonderful. You sang your hit home on American Idol and won. Can you speak on that experience? Like, what was that atmosphere like?
Oh, it was terrifying. It was constant stress. It was a lot. It changed my life. You're getting judged every week for who you are, and that's terrifying because who else can you be? But I was just being me. I just wanted to play music. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't care about fame or anything. I just wanted to be known to make good music. And that was it. Yeah, it's terrifying. I don't suggest it. Unless you want to do it, then you should do it.
Maybe. So next question. Through your run in American Idol, you covered a wide range of songs too. What inspired you to choose the songs you covered? And do you think that helped you reach as far as you did?
I love all kinds of music. I've always loved different music from country to funk to blues, pop, whatever. I just loved it all. And I would just kind of dive into whatever song there, you know, you kind of given a big list of songs each week. So I would choose whichever one felt right. A lot of them were kind of obscure, but, I would try to make it kind of my style, I guess, whatever that is, and I really connect with bands, like other musicians, and so when I would get with my band, I'm like, hey, I'm hearing it kind of like this with the band that's on the show, they're really talented musicians, and we would just jam out and have a good time, because to me, it was more like that. I wasn't about me being, about me on the camera. I wanted to be, because if you see, I always had the band most of the time, when the producers would allow it most of the time, I would have them on stage with me, because I didn't want to feel alone. I don't like being alone on stage. I feel like I'm naked, and that's not a good feeling.
Right, right. No, that makes sense. So shifting gears a little bit, what did it feel like seeing your song reach the Billboard Top 10 for the first time, and sharing the spots with artists such as Bruno Mars, Rihanna, and Taylor Swift? Have you ever been able to meet a lot of these artists and learn a lot? As someone who is new to the music industry?
That's a good question. I have not met Bruno Mars, but I did. I did the Super Bowl pre-party, so they aired a song on live before the Super Bowl. So I did that, but he was playing the Super Bowl halftime. So we got our seats and everything, and then he played it, and it was just he's so talented. I still love what he puts out. He's just crazy talented.
Yes.
I did meet Taylor Swift. I was on tour with. John Mayer at the time, and then we were in Canada. She had a show in Canada, and her mom was so nice to us, me, my wife, and a couple of our band. My band knew his band and her band, and so we got in, got to see the show. It was awesome. And then Ed Sheeran was opening for her at that time, and I knew him a little bit before that because we did some radio shows together. And he and I were just chatting. He was so cool, And just talk with those people, just see how their interactions are and how they feel and what's going on, because they're a lot more talented than me, and right. And I just try to learn, and yeah, so it was I've gotten to meet some really cool people in my life, and Robin Williams was really cool. He's not a musician, but I got to meet him. Everybody was scared to say something to him. He had his sunglasses on. He probably didn't want to be bothered, but I was such a big Robin Williams fan. Yes. And I said, "Mr. Williams, can I get a picture of you?" He said, "Yeah, yeah, sure." And we got a picture, and it was cool. And I was sorry to name drop that, but it was came to my mind.
Yeah. No, wonderful.
Sorry, I talk a lot when I'm nervous. You've got good questions.
Speaking of, this past year, you were – released a re-recorded version of your two biggest hits, Gone, Gone, Gone and Home. What motivated you to make these versions of your singles? Was it difficult to try to recreate the songs as closely as possible, or were you just going with the flow when you were doing it?
Oh, good questions. So I'll have to answer the second part of your question. It was it was actually not terribly hard to re-record them, because it was more so it was really fun, because you go back and listen to these songs, even track by track, because it was just, you're not going to replicate it exactly, but it was really fun, because you get to dive in like, oh my gosh, I forgot we did that, or we did this here, you know, all these things. Me and my producer, who was also a co-writer on the songs, like, we're like, oh my gosh, we forgot, you know, this and that. And so it was really fun. It was more of a fun thing, not very difficult. And what motivated us was, I get to own those versions now. I don't own the earlier versions. And, you know, so if they get synced or whatever, I also get a bigger percentage of that if it gets synced to a commercial or movie. And Taylor Swift kind of goes back to Taylor Swift. She kind of really made that a big deal. And I was like, oh, man, that's a great idea. So who knows? I might try to do some other songs of mine. But, hopefully, you know, people listen to those. And because it also helped. I'm an independent artist, so it helps me out, too, because I can – feed my kid. He's 5 and he needs food.
Yes. So you've done a lot with folk rock, French indie pop and country. What genre of music speaks to you the most?
I don't know. I love it all. I love it all. I just, like I said, I've been inspired by so many different types of genres and different musicians and artists. And I don't know. I just I like to play whatever feels good that time and at that time. I don't want to repeat myself, but I just love all kinds of music. So it kind of comes through in different songs. So, I like to rock out. I like to get it nice and quiet and simple with just acoustic, and then, all wide different range, you know?
Wonderful. And then I have a couple more questions. Yeah. Have you always used Philip Phillips as your stage name, or have you previously used a different
No, it's my real name. Wow, it's my real name. Awesome. It's my dad's name, too, so I'm a junior.
Nice.
But he goes by a nickname because he hated his name. Uh-huh. And so he gave it to his only son. And and I don't know why, but he said, when I had a son, his name's Patch. Uh-huh. And he said, before he was born, he said, you better name him Philip Phillips III. I said, I'm not doing that to the kid. And that's my real name, and that's awesome. A lot of people still don't think it's my real name, but it is my real name. I have a birth certificate, and it's always easy, you know. And as a kid, when you're learning to write your name, I think I was always the fastest to learn to write it. It's just the same thing, you know. Not a lot of different letters.
Right, makes sense. What music have you been listening to lately? Any favorite artists or any you want to work with in the future or even tour with if you get the chance?
Anybody that wants to play with me, but Medium Build, he's really great.
Yes.
Sam Fender, he's amazing. Mm-hmm. A lot of other different ones. I don't know. I'm always trying to listen to, you know, when new music comes out, I'll just skim through it and listen to whatever there. But those two artists I'm really into. What do you like?
Lady Gaga.
Oh yeah, yes. She's great. She's always awesome. Been great. I like that. Yeah. What is it? Is it Jolene album? Is that what it is?
I think, the more acoustic. Mayhem. Or Jolene album too.
Yeah. Yes, I love that one. That one's great. It's so good. Yeah, yes. She's so talented. Yeah. Right, have you seen her live?
Not yet though.
No.
No. Yep.
I can't remember if I have or not.
Yeah.
But I would like to see her again. Oh, yeah. If I have.
She's an icon.
Yeah.
and then last question, if you were a breakfast food, what would you be?
My favorite, I love breakfast. I love, yes. That's like my favorite meal of the day, but I love like four eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I like crispy bacon. I like good, like house-made sausage.
Right.
I like an English muffin. Actually, don't do the English muffin. I don't want that. I want a good pancake.
Yes.
Or waffle. But waffle's got to be good from Waffle House. If it's
Waffle House, yeah.
But if that's it's not right. Waffle House waffle, I'll just like pancakes or French toast. French toast. French toast is really good too. Probably all of that.
Yes.
I like some grits too. Like good hash browns. That's a pretty big breakfast. I don't eat all that.
Yeah.
I try. Sometimes I can.
Yeah.
Don't judge me.
Nope. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Good questions.
Yes. Thank you.
Once again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more artist interviews from the festival coming out soon as well.